here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. We're here. 90 Day Fiancé in the house. Loving it. It's a good season.
I like it through and through. And even when you miss other couples, you don't miss them because all the couples are pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's very entertaining. All right. Justine and I were texting earlier. I watched the Cecil Hotel Netflix documentary, and I would like to save everyone 4 hours of their lives.
Four
episodes of nothing. Okay, so there was there was this case in 2013. This Asian woman who was from Canada. Okay, she like disappeared in the hotel.
Well, she looks like she's like peeking around outside the door, and then what happens?
Mysterious. So spoiler alert, everyone. No, just so it's like looking around. Then they go into the history of the hotel. The history was interesting. Like, it's essentially just always been a place where sketchy shit has happened. Murderers have lived there. Night Stalker lived there at one point. All of this shit. So they're like trying to make it seem like this is the biggest mystery of all time. And it turns out. So she was found in. This is the grossest part. She was found in the water tank of the hotel, and people in the hotel were showering and complaining that the water tasted weird. Like, you know, people are drinking this water.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die in bars.
I know. So anyway, she was found in the water tour. Long story short, she was bipolar, stopped taking her medication, and essentially put herself into the water tower.
And that was it. Makes sense of why she was peeking around the corner the way
looking
she was.
Looking sketch. Yeah, exactly. So
she was acting like, somebody, and it's always practical.
Right. It always makes sense, right? It's not, there's not a ghost. It's not.
And they tell you that they wrap it up. How has no one leaked that secret?
Well, I mean, I think
acts like it's no, like there's such a scandal to it. You're the first person that said, this is what happens.
I mean, I finished it. The first and second episode, I was like, whoa, this is getting good. But there's all these like, you know, there's this whole like internet sleuth community of people who like think they're all detectives online. You know, and all these people are like analyzing this video.
Reddit threads all night.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, my God, it was just a simple explanation of a woman who's tripping balls, having a psychotic break, and somehow killed herself in a water tank. So don't watch it.
A water tank. Where's the water tank?
On the roof. She climbed onto the roof.
A hotel has a water tank?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Does everywhere have a water
tank? She's like, I'm getting in the hot tub.
Yeah, I don't know. The sketchiest part, though, was she did go from the, like, whatever floor it is, like the 15th floor, straight up a fire escape that is hanging off the roof. Like, there's not even a railing. So she was definitely out of it. It's not funny. I'm sorry to laugh.
He's like Spider-Man. Well, oh, you know, God. They sensationalized it. Sorry.
Oh, 100%.
Poor death is just.
No, I mean, it's a shame.
They shouldn't be a movie.
Yeah, because then at the end of the documentary, they're like, where's the hotel in this? Doesn't the hotel have a responsibility? And it's like,
the hotel's booked. That's what it is.
If every crazy person that ever stayed at a hotel, they're not under the hotel's care. They're staying at a hotel. They're not at a daycare. Like, it's dumb.
It's LA, you know?
It's like, sketchy shit happens in LA.
Hold on. Okay.
That's it. That's
what was I going to ask?
But I do have another show that I'd like to know if anyone is watching. It's on HBO Max, and of course, now I'm not going to remember the name. I think it's like The Bridge or something. It's essentially a British reality show where they plop a bunch of people on this like peninsula, and there's £100,000 on the other side, and they have to build a bridge across it, and they have 20 days to do it. It's pretty fascinating.
That's pretty cool.
So far. Yeah, it's on HBO Max. If anyone's watching, let me know.
Oh,
that's
wow.
It. That's what Geneva's watching.
How far did they get there?
We watched a couple episodes and they're blowing it. So I don't think they're going to get there.
Geneva watches that and everything else. I swear you guys watch everything faster speed and just speed watch it, which you probably could.
Right. All right.
I think some people do. That's why it's there. But
before we get in, guys, next Saturday,
HBO Max
coming up.
Taking over.
Right.
Oh, my
God.
Next
live
Saturday
night, the 27th. Our monthly live show over on Patreon. You can hop in for as low as $1. It's going to be fun.
Planet Games, baby.
Ooh, it's going to be a good time. It's always fun. You get to chat with us. You get to look at us in the flesh. Justine usually does something ridiculous. It's always fun. So come join us, patreon.com.
Hopefully not blackout.
Podcast. Yeah, that's the goal. All right, let's get into it.
Can't promise anything. I've got Jovi in my veins.
Who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Jovi and Yara.
Okay. Man. I thought she looked great throughout this episode, both without makeup and then fully. They were fighting and then they got in the car and he was like, "You're just excited about how you look." And she's like, "Yes."
Her one-liners are, I love her so much. She hilarious. Is hilarious. She's nuts. She tells him to fuck off.
She doesn't care. I don't understand. It makes me sad that they're together and that they have a kid. Because
I don't feel sad.
You don't. See no love here.
I kind of do. I think it'll grow. Mm. I think Jovi's got to grow up.
Yeah. Very immature.
I saw a picture of them. He was holding the baby. She was putting a hat on the baby. It's like from a paparazzi. At least they're still together. The baby's at least alive. He hasn't drowned it in Budweiser yet.
Yeah, that's positive.
Crawfish. He's a drunk. The guy's got roadies. The second he gets to his mom's house, he's got Bud Lights in his hand. Yep. He had two, but I didn't see him give one to anybody. Or maybe he did.
I mean, he's never not drinking.
They're not as sad as like a Michael Cera's. Okay.
No, it's fine. It's a very incompatible match to me.
I want
someone for Yara who like finds her bullshit joyous. Like, you know, like he seems to be irritated with her when I think she's hilarious and she's just irritated with him. He needs like a drunk Southern mess.
Does he seem
very
irritated? Okay. I guess I seem like the bedroom is where they mix. I don't see them long-term though. There's no way.
No,
he's a baby.
He's such a child.
She wants to be with her mom.
Oh yeah, she's trying to move to Budapest. The parents are like, "What the hell?"
When he's already works across the world and is never home.
Great point. I saw your tweet. That was like, it's exactly and the dad does the same job. It's like
incoherent
they're not used
tweets. Yeah,
to being next to each other. You know,
he's never home. He's leaving in a week to leave her
for another 30 days. Right? Yeah.
Get a life.
Yeah, I few things. Loved his friends. Always loved the friends. They're like, as long as you give it 18
the Proud
months.
Boys.
Yeah,
their pizzas is shit. They're at the plantation party on The Bachelor with that girl. They are garbage. Those guys, I thought.
Maybe
they skeeved me out. Then he's given crawfish, cold crawfish that was mixed up with the. The way that they're just shitting on their friend, I guess it's a joke. I didn't like them. There's something about I won't say it. It just bugged me, that whole pack of them.
I think that's like every friend we see on 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like every friend hates on their friend, calls him a piece of shit. Oh, him? He's at the strip club. You know, it's like.
It felt like I was watching Southern Charm.
Yeah, the friends on this show are there to like. Destroy their friends.
Such nice friends. He's like, not anybody thought we'd be together forever.
I love when they're like, how long do you have to get married for her to keep her citizenship? And it's like 3 years. He's like, then you'll be married 3 years and 1 month. Like, damn.
That's not a friend to me. That guy was serious.
I know.
And the dad's shitting on.
Oh yeah.
All these people just think Jovi's a piece of shit is the reality.
That's what
they
I'm
don't
saying.
Respect him. Yeah.
No.
I don't hate him that much. Maybe it's his drunken smile that blinds me from
being such
a
douche.
Oh, he is a douche. But...
Just the way. See, I know he's fucked up the next episode because they show the preview. His pants are far too tight. Like the pants he's wearing, I can't deal with for the engagement party. If anyone noticed that, he could barely walk in them. But he like in the preview for the episode, he's like strolling off. And he's just like drunkenly, but he's like trying to pretend he's sober. He's always pretending like he's not drunk.
Belly. Yes, always.
And so if you're drunk, you're fucking drunk. Don't act like you're sober and don't make me feel like an idiot for calling you drunk. You're fucking drunk.
He's got a problem. He does. He has a drinking and it's not fun, especially when you have a brand new baby.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's.
Oh, no, he's a piece of garbage. But I don't feel like they're that incompatible for some reason.
We'll
like
see.
He likes her being a bitch. He likes it. And there's I don't know. But he left her to have an abortion. He is garbage.
Right. 100%.
I mean, he's not a good person.
No, not at all.
No. I like Yara, but I feel like Yara will just take that baby and move home and she'll be fine.
Right. All right. Yeah. Hopefully she will. What I'm hoping for.
I love how she's like, the dad tells her she dresses like a whore.
Yeah.
Tells her, and then she bounces back. Well, Americans are stupid. I love her so much. She's not putting up with any shit.
What the audacity to call out somebody the way they dress the first time you're meeting them. It's like
Jovi's just
so
got
rude.
That butt. Oh, I just don't like men saying you're going to get what you get. If you dress like that, you deserve to be raped. That's what I mean. You shouldn't be walking down that street outfit.
You shouldn't be provoking people. You shouldn't get drunk at a party. All of that shit. How about
maybe you shouldn't raise Jovi to be a shit
exactly.
drunk.
There you go. That's it. Yep.
And Jovi does not look like his parents. My friend brought up that mouth is genetics.
The mouth is weird.
And the parents have Simpsons mouths. He has
Muppet.
Yeah. Like he has Botox maybe.
Maybe. All right. Mike and Elena. Man. Okay. The opening scene with them where they went to dinner. I don't know who did the lighting for that scene, but they had her lit up. Like she looked like a ghost or something. It was so rough. And she's like interrogating him and he's just being a dick. It was like, I don't know. I felt like the lighting.
I think it's
like,
very dark in that neck of the woods. So it's hard
to light it up. Like, right?
You drive down those streets and it's just pitch black. Like where we live, Tyler's mom came over last night. She's like, it's fucking dark out here. And I remember when Tyler and I first moved out here, we're like,
yeah,
this place is fucking creepy. I hate you for making me live here. And you do get used to it, but it's creepy.
Oh, yeah. The darkness. Definitely. I love how she's trying to say we have communication issues. And he's like, we do. And then she's like, let's go to a therapist. He's like, absolutely fucking not. Makes no sense.
And then he just tells her they're not in love.
This is another couple that I just don't understand how they're married. He seems like
I don't know how they got married.
Not only does he not love her, he like hates being around her. Like I see no, even when he like pretends like he's like happy with her, it seems very inauthentic to me.
Like
so
he's
I just
trying
don't get
so
this.
Hard.
Yes.
He's like, never had a woman talk to him before or something. Except for the hairdresser. Is he blind? That hairdresser is ready to put Natalie in a bag and throw her over the river.
Oh, you want to go on a date? Just kidding. You know what I loved is that it took the therapist to sell him on the hairdresser to sell him on going to therapy. And she's like, you know, good things happen. He's like, oh, you know, maybe I do. It's like, what?
God, every therapist I've ever met, there's something about him that a man probably just fantasizes about their hairdresser, you know?
Their hairdresser.
They just got that walk.
I don't get this at all. I really don't.
He's like, yeah, well, I mean, 45 days is nothing. A year went by like nothing.
I loved when they got to the therapist and the therapist was like, okay, so, you know, tell me what brings you in today. And like, Natalie starts her like talk and she said like, I'm a city person, but now I live in the woods. I live in the wood, not even woods, just wood.
The hairdresser's like, can she understand English? She's like, no, she can understand it. She just is weird. She's on it. She's like, she's an alien.
Yeah.
I've never met someone and watched someone who's so weird.
It's very bizarre.
Weird.
Yeah. Her energy's weird. Her mood swings are weird. All of it is odd.
And it's not getting better. I can't imagine how they got married. And now she's changed her look. She looks like a Grimm's fairy tale on crack. I mean, it looks nuts. I'll show you.
Wow. Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't understand how they got married at all. I just also, I don't understand because even like when they got to the therapist, he had the Bluetooth in his ear, which is the ultimate fuck you at any situation. That's a pet peeve. Should add it to the list. If I'm having a conversation, we're not like waiting for something. We're sitting there. Take it the fuck out of your ear. Like
I can't. Like, he's a manager at Best Buy.
Yeah, like he's waiting on an important call.
Or he's the host, top host at Outback at the height of the rush.
Did you know she had a notebook at the therapist? Like, she was going to take notes. Like, they were going to transform her life.
Or draw flower pictures.
I don't know.
And when he opens up the fridge, he's like, only one beer left. It's like, you got to get Jovified. The poor guy has to drink beer in secret.
Well, I feel like that's him irking her too. Like those kind of things. Like she's like, let's go to therapy. She's like, God damn it, we only have one beer. You know, it's like he's like trying to piss her off more.
Why doesn't he just date the hairdresser? They communicate their sexual tension.
Right.
She'll cut him and blow him.
The decision just makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
The hairdresser had to have come on to him before he met Natalie.
Yeah, I agree. The hairdresser was...
What is he wasting his time with?
I don't know.
He hates her. He's like, I can't even talk to her. I can't imagine 45 days before you're getting married, you're telling the hairdresser, you have nothing to talk about with me?
You love the hairdresser.
That is weird.
It's very weird. We'll see. I mean, I wish I could see how I don't know if we will. How did we get from here to we're married? I just don't get it.
In 45 days.
Right. Wild.
He's never had a girlfriend before. How'd they meet online?
No, wasn't like there was a friend connection or something?
Maybe. And she wants to, she doesn't even want to come here. I love how everybody's like, how is it coming to America? And like Jovi and Yara. Yara's like, it's never been my dream to come to America. It's like, maybe some people just meet.
Right. Right. 100%.
America. Yeah. Our lives have been in disarray for a year. It's great.
Phenomenal.
It's the dream. I'm eating Mickey Mouse ice cream every day.
Mickey Mouse ice cream? What's that?
It's like the ears. It just...
Oh, sorry.
I can't stand this.
Speaking of...
losing it.
Eating Mickey Mouse ice cream. Can you tell me about your dip situation?
Oh, the dip. It's happened about a month or two ago. I've been eating... I used to make... You know, your mom would make French onion dip.
My mom would
never make French onion dip. Oh, well, you're not... Yeah, it's a white trash thing, probably. And then you live with freaking chefs.
Well, yeah. I was a kid that like I wanted it because I couldn't have it, you know.
And then I don't usually like manufactured dip like this, but it is a little creamy, but I find myself probably 5 times a day dipping in with Lay's potato chips,
okay,
wavy potato chips, mm-hmm, and pretzels. These come in a blue bag you can get at Costco, a white blue bag, and they're flat pretzels.
Oh, pretzel thins. Yeah. Those are good.
Bomb, and they're in it. They're good in it.
Oh, okay.
But nothing beats a traditional sour cream mixed with the French onion dip packet.
Yeah. Oh, delish.
But who does that?
All right. Let's talk.
But I do go through one a week.
Stephanie and Ryan, one a week.
And I guess people who are messaging us, they do it in a day.
Okay, that makes you feel better.
I restrained myself.
Yeah, a week. No, you never dip like a carrot or a cucumber.
No,
or...
God, no. No, I need that. Who would do that? I do eat healthy. Tyler makes me salads and he gives me fruit and shit, but.
Like you're a baby.
Yeah. Eat this.
All right, let's talk my personal favorites, Stephanie and Ryan. She's nuts. She wants to fight at all times.
She's scary. She's on drugs and drunk or just pilled out or what?
I think she's like, seems pilly to me. Yeah.
And she's so skinny that it's not a healthy skinny.
No. It's like
her legs are, drunk.
It's a cracky skinny.
Boxer rosé a night skinny.
Yes. 100%.
Budweiser. Yeah.
I think there's like few seconds of calmness and then she loses it, and few seconds of calmness and she blows it up. It's like, you know, they do the hula hooping bullshit and he's like, I can't wait to see Michigan, says no one ever, and then then all of a sudden she's
not
like,
Belize, buckle up.
Yes, definitely.
We can go see the gargoyles at University of Michigan and the lake where the fish are swimming up underbelly. It's a blast. And
no offense to anyone from Michigan.
Everybody who spits in your face if you're wearing a mask. I don't know.
I feel Michigan's like Michigan's probably
a very
okay.
beautiful place. Yeah.
I've never been, so I really shouldn't talk shit.
It's like the bridge of America. Seems like everybody's like, yeah, I cut through Michigan to get there. You know?
The bridge to America.
No, Michigan's very, very nice, I'm sure. Probably way the fuck better than this crowded shithole I live in.
I don't understand how her brain works, because they're sitting there like having a potentially nice conversation, and then she's brings up the mom and asking for the money back, and like, it's just, I don't get it.
Imagine, she probably called her 100 times.
100 times.
He's saying to her, don't answer the phone, or the mom's been down this road before. Can you imagine? She didn't say thank you good enough.
No.
That is sick.
And it's like, yeah, what is she, if you're giving someone a gift, right? This is not a loan. You did
These
not agree on payment
something.
Thing.
Yeah.
Then you get whatever thank you you're going to fucking get, period. Sorry. And you may not get a thank
not
you.
Not doing it for her. You're right. Doing it for your little man. That's creepy. I'm sorry. This age difference in her face energy is just not okay to me.
No, it's not.
There
cool.
may be somewhere. I don't know. But 52 and 27, man and woman, it might be hard to take it. If you can birth somebody,
she doesn't seem
know.
Like a young 52 to me either.
No, she's, I think she really should be locked up. I bet you she, not to be mean, I bet you she has severe mental issues. And maybe that's why she's propelled in business, because she's nuts. I don't know. She's a risk taker. But
and she's like,
she doesn't seem okay.
When she's sitting there like at dinner, like, so what do you say to the psychic who tells me you're going to cheat on me with a younger woman? And he's like, how do I defend myself against this? Like,
he
it's just
really
like, that's
won
what you're
me over there.
That was hilarious. When he said Tyler. Psychics are the devil's work. And it's like, how do I defend myself against a psychic like, you know, a psychic reading? She's like,
no one
Whoa.
Can say my future. Like, well, you do make a point. Cause I got my cards read a couple of years ago and I still bring it up. And Tyler's like, let it go. You're not having like it meant nothing. Okay.
Right.
I based my whole life on these cards.
But the fact that she's sabotaging a current situation because of
nuts.
Something a psychic told her. It's great.
Oh, it makes sense completely. And she goes, oh, I can't remember what we were fighting about. Of course. It's like that's I've said that 100 times. She's nuts.
Nuts. And then when she gets up, she's like, well, you know, you owe me, so let's head to the room. It's like, oh Jesus.
Oh, I feel bad for Missy. Yeah. Now I feel bad. This is the relationship I feel bad about. You know, I don't feel bad about Yara and Jovi because I feel like Yara has control.
Oh yeah, no. I don't think it's like yeah, I would agree.
That's why I don't feel bad. Because I feel like Jovi's just
like a
just like drunk loser and
right.
It's never gonna last.
Right.
But with these two, I feel bad that what's Ryan's now just doing it. To take care of his family because no man would 100%. Not have sex.
100%. Because he is now what the next, I mean, I don't even know what happened. Can't wait to see. She's storming off. They're fighting. Are you afraid of the truth? And then he's like leaving. She fucking calls the cousin. She's a piece of shit.
And then she said, where are you going with what money? What taxi? What Uber? What's money? Yep.
See, that's the thing. It's all
Isn't
about control
sick?
With her. And it's sick. It's sick.
She's. And- Not
that's
okay.
like honestly, that's like financial abuse to me because you're really using money to control people and he's trapped. Sick.
And he's helping a lot of people and you can't.
Right.
It seems
you can't cut off the gravy train.
And
right?
done to just be like, nope. And watch your mom starve.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's 100%. Not sending him any more money.
Right. Terrible.
And that money's just going to die with Stephanie when she gets drunk driving home in 5 years. God, she's crazy. She shouldn't have a driver's license. She cracked me up when she goes, I could piss my pants watching you. Just that phrase. She's so, such a lady. She's crazy. She's great TV.
She is. 100%.
She is cracked out.
Her energy. Her describing the calmest she was describing how to hula hoop. That was like her zen moment.
Oh, and they have hula hoops there.
Right.
She's traveling,
they must, right?
Collapsible hula hoops.
Yeah, she probably does have one that like fits in her carry-on.
Well, there's a QVC product.
Right.
You betcha. She cracking me up with the Michigan. You betcha.
All right.
You mean this sincerely? You mean she is sick.
Yeah.
He needs to get the hell. Do not go to Michigan. She'll kill him.
He can't. There's no
she
way.
She will poison him.
She's psychotic. Yeah. She'll feed him to the cat. All right.
It is so funny. You can live in Belize, probably the most gorgeous place. There's probably a lot of poverty, but that you're not at a resort your whole life. So I shouldn't say that. But and then you're like, Michigan's probably nice. But so, is, you know, it is what you make it, I guess.
Yeah, true. Do you want to be poor in the cold or poor in the warmth? That's the real question.
Shout out to all our Texans. We hope you're hanging in there.
Yes, please. God, it looks
poor
terrible.
Guys. TikTok back is with that heat. So hard to watch.
Ugh. God, that's why I'm glad I don't have TikTok. All right.
People are sending tips like this is how you stay warm.
Oh, I saw a whole thread on Twitter.
People have to do that.
Yeah. And they said loose layers better than tight layers, which I thought was interesting. I learned a lot through this one thread. I should have retweeted it.
It could save people, yeah, I guess.
Absolutely.
Somebody's house was 9 degrees.
Fuck that.
And they had a baby. They were driving around, just driving in a truck. And people are like, watch out for the carbon monoxide. And then I'm like, I lived in the cold. And they said, if your tailpipe gets shoved up with snow, make sure you pull out the snow so you don't get poisoned. And I never did that. And that never happened. It's just like, don't make people worry about shit that's never going to happen.
Right. Yeah. It's wild.
It melts.
Oh, God.
Maybe if you're in a garage. I don't know.
Terrible.
It's right. Sad.
Andrew and Amira. I don't know. Did you notice she responded to my tweet?
No.
Amira, I said, it shocks me that Andrew doesn't live with his mother. And she responded.
I saw that.
And said, he did until shortly before filming, he got himself an apartment.
Oh, he's my like, God. Yeah. Burn.
I know. So I knew that was bullshit. I was like, no way he doesn't live with mom. Like,
oh, I
was
love
like,
that
all right,
she
I'll
responded.
See you later. I know.
Did not see that.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It is great.
I think this situation is over. It has to be. If she does anything else, she's an idiot.
Okay.
That's really all I have to say about that.
I love how he's like, I'm going home. My 2-week vacation's up.
I know. He's like all rested and tan getting into the car. What a dick.
I will miss Amira every day. I will go through hell and high water to be with her. And the stuffed animals. How's he afford the iPhone? The $500 debit card. Why would you be giving that to her?
It's
you
weird.
Just buy her, like take her out to dinner.
Right. The gift card feels
roller
like
skating.
A bribery or something.
It's like a exchange student program or something. Very
right.
Weird.
Very weird. Exchange. Welcome to your home.
His mom's looking at him like, you piece of shit. I like the mom more and more.
Yeah.
She's just like, is this a good choice?
Ridiculous. All right.
I'm shocked he doesn't live with the mommy too.
Oh, shocked to my core. Before we talk Ziad and Rebecca, we do have to share with you a little bit about Gemist. You guys have heard us talk about this brand. We love it. It is a hair care line that we're obsessed with. Literally, people tell us relax because we're so passionate about it. But the way that it works,
when it's good, it's good, baby.
When it's good, baby. You take an individualized hair quiz. The algorithm then matches you with your own formula.
And did we mention that Gemist also smells amazing? It's a really clean scent. It arrives quick to your door. And I love the way it makes my hair look. When I do our hair for our once a month Patreon, everyone says it looks great.
Once a month, she does her hair. But when she does, she uses Gemist. If you're ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and get 15% off your subscription order using the code ESCAPE15. Just visit Gemist.com, get your personalized recommendation, and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout for 15% off and free 2-day shipping. Gemist.com, Gemist.com, and enter code ESCAPE15 to get the best hair of your life. Report back, please. Let us know. Send us a hair picture, some hair porn.
Yes, please do.
All right.
I want to see just fresh.
Yeah, fresh, no product. Just
Morgan
the hair.
Stewart at her baby. I guess she named it Roe. R-O-W.
Oh, God.
Rome Money McGraw should be. It's R-E-N-G-G-L-I is the middle name. And then McGraw, Dr. Phil McGraw. If you don't know, now you know.
Thank you for that breaking news.
There you go.
Zied and Rebecca, shall we?
Man.
Poor she really flipped the old script, didn't she? The insecurity and the like.
I'd be insecure too with Cutie Patootie.
I mean, it's just, joking. It's really funny to see her all of a sudden be so concerned about his religion and like what's right. Like, it's not in his culture.
Using it for a card. Right. Yeah.
100%. I mean, listen, she was coming on a little strong. I feel like she was asking a lot of questions.
You. I know. Oh, the girl. I felt like she was a plant for some reason.
I kind of felt
really
like she was.
You really care that much?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Zied is a nice gentleman. I don't think he's like.
Was very nice, humble, except for Mr. Hunter Bojangles across the table, who's like sitting like a linebacker ready to freaking whoop your ass.
I know.
Aggressive. I'm sorry.
I think Zied is handling this whole situation very well. Like moving to America, he's not bitching to his family. Like, I still have no furniture. She's gone all day. When people ask him what he does, he's like, oh, I watched a movie. I cooked. You know, he's
very nice.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. So it's like people need to relax. Like, I understand you have the issue you have, children, is with your mother, is not with the men.
Yes.
Let's be real. So don't act like you're protecting mommy. Mommy is the problem.
Yeah, tell her she's an idiot.
Yes.
Don't be mean to Zied.
Right.
Give him a chance.
100%.
His body language at that table, he's just trying to get to know everybody. And he's got Rebecca shooting looks.
He's trying.
Funny.
You know? I also loved when they walked up to the restaurant. I don't know if anybody else caught this. She's like, this place is just really beautiful. And as they walk up, there were like stickers covering. It's like a bar. It was like stickers covering. She acts like they're going to like freaking, I don't know.
To Spago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're right though about the girl. She's probably not a plant because the daughter's like, was she freaking pissed about some pretty girl? I mean, but the girl was nuts. Like, whoa. Nobody wants to help anybody move.
Fuck
okay?
No. When have you ever seen a random person help volunteer to help you move with a
truck bed? What are you bringing up, a bed, slut? No, I'm just kidding.
Guess what they're doing? They're packing your shit and taking off.
Micah's getting his dick sucked by that girl 100 times over. And I hope Miss Self-Confident Daughter is okay with going to their wedding because that's what's happening. I mean, that girl is a predator. I don't
know
who
that
girl is. I couldn't forget it after the way he was sitting at that table. It's driving me nuts. He's nuts. Let's take him turkey hunting. And she's like, yeah, I'll go hunting. No, you won't. Oh, dressed in your little get up. Yeah, I'm sure.
It is. It is weird to have somebody like, I mean, listen, she was up his ass, but he's also.
To Micah, though.
Well, maybe he does need somebody to fucking take him to get some furniture. Like,
right.
This
she
is
could
also
just be
need.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, she could. She probably isn't, but it's possible.
It's like a curse. This girl's pretty and she's just being nice. And
right. We're all like sketchball. She's a fucking
fuck player. You. She's probably like Mother Teresa.
Poor who thing. Helps somebody move?
It's so hard to be so pretty. No, it's funny, though.
Yeah.
That is
I thought funny. The I thought her the look on her face when she put those fake tattoos on him was a little sick. Like,
like
best moment
six
of her
years
life.
Old.
Yep, totally.
And I mean, they look okay. They look decent on it. Whatever, you know. I don't mind it. Take it or leave it.
Right.
And getting that shit off is a nightmare.
Oh yeah. Last but not least, Tariq and Hazel. So sad.
Oh, at least the little boy on the, he seemed like his smile seemed genuinely happy.
Yes.
And his eyes were alive.
Yes. I think it's just, I feel bad for Hazel because you think about them talking and this is the beginning, right? And they're like, you know, we wanted to get him here within a year and it's like, oh, there's still nothing happening. You know what I mean?
It's going to stall it 5 years probably.
Right. Because people still aren't. And you know, that's the other thing it made me think of is just like, we think of, you know, how our lives have been impacted by coronavirus, right? But
right.
Like all of these situations of families literally
exactly.
being like, world apart is like, oh, it's terrible.
And
it's just
by the time those things get back going, or even poor women in fertility treatments couldn't do it. It's just, there's so, it has impacted the world in so many ways. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Really to is. Really go back to February of last year and think everything was going to get turned upside down.
Right.
It's really unbelievable until we saw it happen.
Yeah. It's wild. It was like a flip.
Change the workforce. I mean, TikTok.
Everything.
People are just dissecting the 40-hour work week. I don't, I think Gen Z will be done. They'll break that apart.
I think so too. I don't think people are gonna take it anymore, because
there won't be that grind,
you know. They always say once you open a box you can't close it, and that's the thing. We fucking blew that shit up, and now people are seeing like the majority of people can be productive
and
it saves what they need to
money.
Do right from home.
They're gonna be smelling everybody's ass,
right?
And curbside pickup. I was saying I need my drive. I saw the revolution of my little 7-Eleven store with the drive-thru window.
Oh man,
wild. Investors, call me. I got passion. I'll sit there all day long.
Got my ideas.
My kids will be bagging shit. Okay.
Love it.
They were born to work.
Oh yeah. All right. I think that's it.
I'm making iPhones right now. They can't. I could just punch Tariq though with the juice, like drink orange juice every day and it'll save your life. I mean,
it's like my grandmother used to always tell me, like, if I left the house with my hair wet, I would get sick every time she saw me. Every day I left with my hair wet.
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't blow dry my hair because my hair is curly.
My grandma always told me my hair was going to light on fire because it was getting everywhere. And my brother was going to go to jail because he couldn't keep his hands off everything. And eat your toast and you'll have curly hair, which I did for a moment.
That's hilarious.
Doing jumping, and they inbred a gambling chip in me. Do jumping jacks was sweet. The jumping jacks thing was sweet.
That was sweet, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody put a tweet like, Tariq is a great father. He seems very genuine with Hazel. I love how he's like, this is your brother to the to her son. That's very sweet. And Aria is her name.
Ari.
I'm sorry. And it's beautiful. So, but there's something off about him still.
100%. Yeah, you're right. Whoever said that, that's a good point, because largely he's not a terrible person, but there's a weird.
But
I don't
our
know.
Ticker is still like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good point.
But Harry is adorable.
Very cute.
Never drove a car before. Driving the lawnmower.
Who? Oh, Hazel. Like who? I thought Harry was driving a lawnmower. All right, friends. We'll be back with Bravo. We're thrilled Jersey's back. I didn't even realize it till today. It's like a fucking treat.
I know. I woke up and I'm like, oh my
God. Thrilled. Cannot wait.
Word all on right. the street is Teresa's boyfriend, Scientologist. I don't know if that's true. And he kind of looks like Lala's boyfriend if you look at him.
I don't love his look at all.
Oh, I don't either.
I want it so much better for
it
her.
It gives me red flags like crazy. Yeah.
He seems like a user. I don't know him, but that's just the vibe
I get. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have lots to discuss. All right,
he looks like user number one. That is a great. Mm-hmm. That is number. Yeah, that's a great word.
Yep. All right, guys, tune in to Bravo for our hot takes.
Freaking me out.
For sure.
Yeah, check out our Temptation Island.
Oh, yeah, Temptation Island. Let us know who we should talk to. We're lining up those interviews, friends. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.